Hello, and thanks for joining us today. It's Aaron Careno, and I'm on the phone with Nicole Angresano, who's the Vice President of Community Impact for the United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha Counties. Thanks for taking some time to chat with us today, Nicole.
Thank you so much for having me, Aaron.
Well, let's get into 2020. I can't believe, by the way, we're at the start of a brand new decade. And with that, I'm sure there's an exciting time for the United Way here in our community.
You know, it really is. And one of the, you know, interesting things about our United Way is we've been around for about 110 years. So we've been working in this community, raising funds and then investing dollars for a long time. But over the past decade, and really even more so over the past 5 years, we've been digging even deeper and really investing in some bold strategies that we know are going to help our community members live their best lives. And so it's really a privilege to get to work at an organization that is not only, you know, what I believe, doing great work, but also the reason we get to do great work is because so many community members trust us with their annual donations, and that's really a gift.
So United Way, at least here in Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha counties, is really a four-county community effort, correct?
That's exactly right.
And for those of you who are not familiar with United Way, because, Nicole, I think one of the most visible things with United Way are all the partnerships that they have nationally and regionally. And for those who really aren't familiar, what exactly is United Way? What do they do?
I love having the chance to answer this question, because it's one of the weird things is, like, we have a really visible brand, and part of that visibility is because we're all over NFL Sundays, and as you know, we watch a little football here in Wisconsin. But people are always like, I know United Way, and I think it's probably a good thing, but I'm not sure what they do. And what we do is we connect human and financial capital to the needs that our community members are facing, and we do that by being a really strong fundraiser and then investing the dollars that we raise through individual gifts, through corporate gifts, through foundations and grants. We invest those dollars back into these communities, into agencies and programs that are doing the extraordinary work every day to make people healthier and safer and more self-sufficient.
So the United Way, for people who are curious, is an independently governed 501c3 nonprofit organization.
That's right. We're part of the United Way Worldwide, which is the largest nonprofit in the world. But every United Way is independently operated and, as you said, is our own 501c3.
So some of the things that we're doing here in Milwaukee counties and Waukesha counties might not be some of the things that are happening, let's say, in Chicago or Minneapolis, because they're funded and they operate individually.
That's exactly right. You know, I think there's core themes. We know that across the country, regardless of where you live, there are issue areas that are impacting communities, right? There's housing issues and health issues and financial stability issues across communities. So there are a lot of common threads. But what's really interesting about the way that we get to work is that, to your point, even Chicago and Milwaukee, as close as we are geographically, have very different communities, very different histories, a different pipeline for social services. And so we have the independence to make investments and grow community coalitions in a way that's very specific to our four-county region.
So speaking of some of those priorities and issues here in Milwaukee counties, Waukesha counties, southeastern Wisconsin, what are some of the ones that we face here?
You know, it's, again, there's one of the things that's been really interesting about the past couple of years is I think there's an increased awareness of the difference between what we consider to be emergency needs and then prevention. And so United Way really funds along that entire spectrum. So you think about it, and particularly because it's so cold out right now, I'm thinking a lot about homelessness and how we support people who are experiencing homelessness. And so United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County funds emergency shelter, for example. But we're also working so that there's fewer people that need emergency shelter. So while you'll see our name attached to things like emergency shelters, warming rooms, overflow shelters, because that's critically important, because right now there are people who are homeless. On the other hand, if we can also direct dollars to programs that we believe prevent homelessness, we'd like to see fewer people need those emergency beds. And that's really our philosophy across issues. issue areas. We call it upstream and downstream, right? We want to do prevention. We want to make sure that we have more young people going to great schools, that we have children who have health insurance and are immunized, because those are upstream solutions. Those are prevention solutions. But in the meantime, there's some folks who have been left behind, or there's some folks experiencing things that we were unable to address early on. They're already in the river or in the stream. We have to address those needs as well.
So United Way really bringing together partners, as you describe on your website as well, business, education, government, and faith-based and nonprofit organizations. And that's exactly what we do. We bring all these organizations in a community together because we all want to work towards those common goals.
That's exactly right. You know, we really consider ourselves first and foremost a convener. One of the things that we do is bring together diverse constituencies to focus on a problem. And what's important about that is, because we serve such a diverse area, and I mean that racially, ethnically, politically, people in, you know, on one side of the county line might not be aligned with people on another when it comes to the whys of a situation but usually we're unified around something needs to be done better. So I'll give you an example, which is our now 13 plus years working on teen pregnancy prevention. Some folks think you should address that issue because you don't think that teenagers should be parents, and we believe it's a matter of social justice. Other folks might care about that issue because they know how expensive it is when there are a significant number of teens having babies. It doesn't matter to us why it matters to you. What matters is that we had one goal at the end of the day, and that was to have fewer teens having babies so that people were healthier and outcomes were better. And because we've done that and we've managed to work across county lines on that issue, and we've addressed it in a way that is, I would say, acceptable to diverse constituents, we've seen a significant drop in teen births in Milwaukee. That's the same thing with whether the issue is homelessness or unemployment. People have strong opinions about why someone might be homeless, or they have strong opinions about why someone might not be getting a family-sustaining wage-earning job. But most of us know that both of those things need to be addressed. So United Way's job is to identify programs and coalitions and strategies that work and make sure that the financial and human capital goes into those efforts.
And it's important to know that every situation, whether it be a homeless individual, whether it be a family that maybe doesn't have food on the table this holiday, these individual situations are not necessarily the same across the board, right? So everybody kind of is going into it with their own battle, with their own needs. And so United Way, I feel like, encompasses all of that.
I think that's such an important point, Aaron, because I think a lot of us, all of us, in fact, are guilty of having biases or making assumptions about groups of people, right? Even those of us who work in this space and consider ourselves to be actively engaged in trying to do good work can fall into traps where we make assumptions about why things have happened. But in Milwaukee and Waukesha County, we do an event called Project Homeless Connect every year. And if you volunteer at that event, you'll meet people who are experiencing homelessness. And I can tell you, after a decade of doing this event, everybody's story is different.
Right.
Yes, some folks have had a history of substance abuse. Some folks have had some criminal history. Other folks made some bad financial decisions, or they got sick and didn't have insurance, or they got divorced and couldn't afford two households. Everybody's story is their story, and it's really important that as funders we understand that there's no one-size-fits-all solution, and there's no one reason that someone has or that someone finds themselves in that kind of circumstance.
So, Nicole, those individual circumstances that you're mentioning, let's take Tent City for an example. It's not just a place where a bunch of bums, for example, were hanging out underneath the Market interchanges. These are real problems, real things that we need to address in our community. And like you said, there's not a one-size-fits-all solution to everybody's issues or things they're battling, so to speak.
That's exactly right. You know, when we started to work with the county really specifically on helping the people who were living in the encampment relocate, we identified 93 people who were, quote, regular or ongoing residents under the encampment. That would change night to night. Some people came and went, but there were about 93 core individuals who found themselves living in that part of town. And I can tell you with certainty there are 93 different stories. One of the stories that one of the county outreach workers shared with me was a man who was working a third shift, had lost an apartment, and then simply didn't have enough money for what you and I know is first month's rent, last month's rent, security deposit. Having all that money on hand at once is really difficult. He was leaving the encampment to go to his night shift job at 11 o'clock at night and coming back at 8 o'clock in the morning. He was working 6 days a week. This is the kind of stories we hear over and over again. So many people in Wisconsin who are experiencing homelessness have at least one working adult in that household. These are people who are working but cannot afford basic costs of living. And we just can't have that. We can't have that in our community and in our state, so we have to do better.
Today we're talking with Nicole Angrisano, who's the Vice President of Community Impact for United Way of Greater Milwaukee County, Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha Counties. And we talked about how it serves actually a even broader scope than that here in southeastern Wisconsin. One of the questions I'm sure you get very often is, who does United Way actually help? And Nicole, as I'm looking on your website, we all as people have different causes that we are all about. We have different volunteer organizations that we like to participate in. I'm looking at some of the different programs that and agencies that you help here in southeastern Wisconsin, and some of those I'm involved in, like La Causa, the Respite Center, and I'm also looking at another one too, is the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin. That's an organization that I personally have been working with for the last decade or so, volunteering time. I didn't know that United Way also extends their reach into these programs as well. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. Well, you raise a great point, because one of the things I've heard from people is, we know you raise money, but we didn't know you funded programs. And so sometimes I wonder where they think the money is going if we're not funding these incredible, and I really mean this sincerely, we have an extraordinary community of nonprofits in this four-county region. I've lived in other places, and I'm not from here. I've moved here from the East Coast, and I can tell you with absolute sincerity that the agencies we have serving this community are as good as it gets, and you named a couple of them just a moment ago. My responsibility in community impact is to make sure that those agency partners have the human and financial resources they need to deliver the work they do. They're the experts. They're the folks with the boots on the ground doing this work. We need to make sure that they get the resources they need to do that. Now, because we raise money from so many individuals, and we consider ourselves the stewards of the community's foundation, really the community's dollars, we also have to make sure that those dollars are being used wisely. So it's not necessarily a picnic to be a United Way partner. We have a lot of accountability measures. We do site visits. We examine financial reports. We make sure that our dollars are being used in the way they're supposed to be used, because it's not our money, it's your money. And so we have a wonderful and I think a strong partnership with agencies that has mutual respect and mutual expectations. And I feel very, very lucky in my role that I get to have such great interactions with and really learn from the partners that we fund.
So when you donate to United Way, you are really helping out a myriad of agencies here in southeastern Wisconsin.
That's right. And, you know, to be clear, I think giving is a really personal thing. I think people should give based on what their heart and heart and head tells them to do. I know many people give to a specific organization or agency because they were impacted by that agency. Some folks give to a specific cause because it's a cause that's impacted someone they've loved. I'm a cancer survivor. I certainly understand the desire to support things like the American Cancer Society. Right? These are all important things. What I would say is United Way's value add is, one, you can certainly give to issue areas or agencies that we support through some directed giving. But there isn't a single agency in this community that can do everything for every family. And so I've always thought that it's really an all ships rise scenario, which is for United Way, we want to make sure there's a thriving nonprofit sector. Because when your kid might go to La Causa to get early childhood education, the parent may be across town at literacy services learning how to read or getting their GED, and both of those things matter. And when you have those things working together, when your children are getting services, adults in your life are getting services, perhaps seniors are down the street from La Casa at UCC getting senior recreation care, that's how whole families thrive, and then that's how whole neighborhoods thrive.
And Nicole, there's two types of giving. It's twofold, right? So there's actual monetary donations that you've discussed are also very personal as well. But there's also another type of giving, and that's really just going out of your way to advocate and also volunteer your time, because time is money, and it's worthwhile with United Way.
That's exactly right. You know, we have a wonderful volunteer team here at United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County. And what we've done really in the past few years is just grow exponentially the number of opportunities that we support for individuals, families, and workplaces to get involved. And one of the cool things about it, too, is, you know, people are busy, right? We have kids and we have jobs and people go to faith services, et cetera, et cetera. You don't always feel like you have the time to go somewhere to do volunteerism. But we have volunteer opportunities you can do online. We have an opportunity to read with children that you don't have to leave your desk for. We have opportunities that we can bring to your workplace. We could bring to the studio even opportunities to pack a meal kit that will then be delivered to people experiencing homelessness. So the Volunteer Center, which you can look into on our main website under Volunteer, obviously, has so many incredible opportunities. And as a parent, I particularly value those where I can bring my now 13-year-old so that he can get his hands dirty as well and do the work and make sure that we're raising young people with empathy and an understanding of the world around them. So it's absolutely a critical way of giving beyond cash is this idea of volunteerism.
So, Nicole, how can listeners listening right now, wherever you are, get involved? Is it just through the website? Is it UnitedWayGMWC.org?
That's it. And on that website, you'll see opportunities for giving. You'll see information about the myriad initiatives that we support, including community schools, my very own library, an initiative around healthy birth outcomes, et cetera, et cetera. You'll also have a link to volunteerism, which again will give you opportunities based on what part of town you want to go to, what population you're more interested in serving, and all of those things can be found on the main website that you mentioned.
UnitedWayGMWC.org, and you spell it out really well, and the website lays it out really well in the upper right corner. Those things you mentioned: get help, donate, volunteer, and then if you want to sign up for the newsletter along with links to social media, it's very clear and easy to see. And the map also really useful. If you really want to break it down into the zip codes in the four county region, you can see exactly what zip codes and what agencies are involved and how many individuals are even served. It's very specific.
I think I'm so glad that you shared that, too, because sometimes folks think that United Way is for other people, right? Or it's for just a certain part of town or a certain population in need. But what we do at United Way, the breadth of what we fund and work on, really touches all families. I mean, I can tell you that we know people, people have received United Way support as a result of getting swim lessons at the Red Cross, or kids that are in Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. Those are United Way funded programs. And so if you look at our website and you see the breadth of what we support, I think, like you mentioned earlier, you might be surprised by how many programs and agencies and initiatives receive United Way funding and other supports.
Nicole, we've got a little under 2 minutes left, but it's cold outside. It's winter. It might not be as cold as we've been used to. This Christmas and this holiday, particularly with warmer weather, but in general, it's going to dip down. And how does United Way help during these cold months?
We are so, again, I mentioned this earlier, but I want to reiterate what extraordinary people live and work in this community. And so for the past few months, we've worked in particular with out in Waukesha with the Housing Action Coalition and here in Milwaukee with both the city and the county and the providers to increase our capacity for emergency shelter over particularly December through February and March, because as you know, even in March, we might have these situations. And so we've moved not only dollars to opening up expanded warming rooms and expanded shelters, new beds at one or expanded beds at one shelter in Waukesha, warming rooms at places like the Wilson Center here in Milwaukee. We've also mobilized volunteers. And one of the most heartwarming things that I've seen over the last few weeks is that I support or I organize the meal trains for a number of different emergency shelters and warming rooms. And people from all geography, all zip codes are volunteering every single day to provide a hot meal to the residents of one or more shelters at night. We have folks who have signed up to do pasta for 25 folks. We have people that do a taco bar for 40 people that are at another shelter, and almost every meal is covered either by the wonderful volunteers and staff at Street Angels or by individuals and businesses who have decided to take this upon themselves. And you can go on Meal Train and search for either Waukesha or Milwaukee opportunities and see that and consider doing that as part of your family. We've also moved some emergency dollars to make sure that the shelters are heated. We've repaired a furnace at one of the shelters. We've delivered coats and gloves and hats and hand warmers to a number of different organizations, both who provide shelter and who do outreach. And that's because people every year dig deeply and support United Way and the United Way Community Fund. And I'm very grateful to live and work in such a generous community.
You can find out more about the United Way's impact here in Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County. You can find out how to get involved. You can also donate, volunteer, and find more resources for the United Way in southeastern Wisconsin at UnitedWayGMWC.org. Nicole Angersano, the Vice President of Community Impact of United Way here in Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County, we really appreciate you taking some time out of the day to tell us about more about what you do. And I feel like even myself, I'm going into the rest of my day well-rounded compared to where
Thank
I started.
You. I'm thrilled to hear that. Thank you so much for giving us this time today.
Thanks, Nicole. Have a great holiday.
You as well.